disappear? Should I stay until you're alert? Can you hear me? And can you see me? Can you show me where does it hurt? Every day you cry just a little longer than before. Dream, baby, dream. Close your eyes and fade your being. Drift away into make-believe. And dream, baby, dream. Well, I could put you down and still not make a sound. Would it make this all turn out worse? Is it safe to guess? What if this sickness is just a wellness due? Slipping bit by bit, don't take my word for it. There are things that you have to learn. Here now I will sit, and now you must commit. In a moment, nothing else will burn. Baby, dream. Oh, close your eyes and fade your dream.
Welcome to everybody. It's Indie Music Tuesday here on EMZT Radio. You just heard Dream Baby Dream by our Indie Music Tuesday artist, Karen Stever. You can go over to her website at karensteever.com, see what she's up to with her latest projects. A little bit later, we'll be actually having a replay of an interview we did with her last February, where she discusses a lot of her upcoming and, I guess, already done projects, so enjoy that. But right now, we're going to go back into the music here on Indie Music Tuesday. It's Sicko by Karen Stever, our Indie Music Tuesday feature artist here on EMZT Radio.
And
down in the basement, mentally unstable, unable to move along. There's nothing to see here. Every day a new bruise has left me. Black and blue, I bond with one brain cell left to my own devices. This crisis has nobody wanting to save me here.
The wait across the Red Cross nurse and keep her cross is to gather up the spiders from around the crazy house. They were hiding in behind the jars of horseradish sauce. They were screaming that they didn't want to live inside her mouth, but I assured them that the Red Cross nurse was just a ghost who'd been left behind and living here since 1910 plus 9. As their tears poured down, they clung so tightly to my overcoat. But then one by one they tumbled down to march and form a line. So little brave ones, mini soldiers, you'll make history when you're older. Simon says a tiny quiet steps assaulting from behind. Simon says each tiny quiet step will purchase me a little bit of time, because I'm dog tagged as a blackguard in my sleeping bag in the barnyard. And the old hag has some playing cards, but she can't win so far. She's got me dog tagged as a blackguard. The scumbag said I'm a retard, and the price tag for a punch card. A spick and span, a stay, know how to set the bank with a lumber two of Jacob's sugar cubes upon it. Sugar on it, sugar on it, sugar on it, sugar on it. Bad things always come in threes. Call in the killer bees, knock to the back of knees. Crack a lookout, spring a piece. Oh, and here's my pretty please with a cherry on it, cherry on it, cherry on it, cherry on it, cherry on it.
Section. We have Miss Karen Stever from Stever, who we've been promoting her new album, The Idiot Savant, which is a rock opera. Am I right?
That's what we're hoping for. But I was actually waiting for which celebrity you were going to announce. I was really excited as soon as you said that.
Well, that's you. You're in the spotlight.
I was like, oh!
It's your turn. You're the celebrity.
I'm like, who else is going to be on here? That's hilarious. Yeah, rock opera is the hope for this, for sure. I mean, I think kind of big. I would like it to be a book. I would like it to be Broadway. I would like it to be a movie. It could, you know, it's actually looking a lot more like a horror movie all the time. So we'll see. We'll see what happens. I'm not sure how many people want to come to the local theater to look at it, but we'll see.
You seem to have a lot of fans because you promoted this to as a like a fan-backed I'm forgetting my words.
Like it's a campaign that we did on Pledge Music.
Music, yes. And I was really impressed. And you did videos every day up until Halloween of 2014. And you were explaining each part of how you were doing this. And you are an ultimate do-it-yourself lady.
Well, it's because nobody will help me, so I just go ahead and do it.
Yeah, and I thought you had like a book already on this, because the way you were talking about your characters, Ian and everybody, I thought it was already like written down somewhere.
Well, oh yeah, it is actually an entire story. I have these binders, and in one binder I have my lyrics, and in the other binder I have synopsis for each chapter, and I just literally have to go down and just sit down away from the rest of the world and write it. And as I point to my temple, it's all up here, which is a very scary place for it to be. Each song on the record is a moment from the book. So if you can imagine you're listening to Juggernaut or you're listening to Green, that is something that is happening from the big story. So there's 12 chapters that will be kind of blown out from these songs. So it's kind of, I did it in totally the wrong order, but because I don't have anybody telling me what to do, it doesn't really matter. Let's just do it the way I want to do it. But yeah, the Pledge campaign was amazing because I remember starting it, and my fiance Mark and my co-producer Frank, they had both said to me, "Oh, you're going to kill it. It's going to be great." And I seriously thought nobody was listening, because I always write with the purpose of just getting something off my chest.
Right.
I don't write thinking that anybody's actually out there listening to what I'm doing. And then the people I talk to online, I view them as friends, because I hate that word fans. Like, because to me, it's a short form of fanatical. Well,
it sort
I always
of
think
is.
That's a little creepy.
Yeah, it's kind of creepy. It is.
So I would rather have people as my friends. So when I talk to friends online, I'm always talking to people one-on-one here and there that I don't really think that these are all people would actually, you know, back me in what I'm doing financially. And everybody just came from just all over the world, Germany, Australia, just wherever, and believed that this is a movement that should happen. And they think that it's time to get back to the spirit of play. Yeah. They think it's time to get back to reuniting with our inner child. And people really just came out of the woodwork and surprised me. And yet there's Frank and Mark looking at me going, "We're not surprised." I'm like, "No, I'm seriously in shock," because the whole campaign happened in 8 days, which they said was a record on Pledge Music.
Yeah, I noticed that.
To happen that quickly.
I noticed that way before 60 days happened, you were at 100%.
You gotta feel how much relief it is to know that it worked. And then the rest of the time you can just enjoy yourself. So that's where I just did a whole whack of videos and just had a lot of fun with it. And,
I love your videos.
Thank you.
They're so fun.
I gotta do more. I totally gotta do more. My internet's been really poopy. I'm out of the country and it's been kind of crap. So then I haven't been doing as many videos, but that's something I want to get back into doing, is just the daily videos and blogging, because that's really cathartic for me.
Yeah.
To just, you know, jump on video every day and talk to a camera, even if there's nobody on the other end of it, just to kind of get the things off my chest.
Yeah, that's
so, yes.
That's what I've been enjoying about your videos, about how you are a do-it-yourself. I mean, you make your own costumes. You're building your set for Blackguard video coming up.
Yes. Yeah. That's a Frank Griner thing right there. He's some of the people out there may know Frank from his work with Rob Zombie.
Oh,
he and Scott Humphrey had done all those awesome Rob Zombie records. And I think you have quite a horror audience out there. So they would probably appreciate that. And I first started working with Scott and Frank like years and years ago. And what I really liked about Frank was that he's up for anything. He's just one of those, yeah, I'll try that. And so now he's like getting into the 3D animation and just, you know, all these areas of his life that he never thought he'd be doing, because Idiot Savant is giving him that freedom to do it. Like,
yeah, I almost cried when I saw him cut Ian in half.
Ian's become like everybody's friend. Those of you that don't know Ian, he is the character in the story. He's the 9-year-old that's in this story is set back in the 30s, and he's the 9-year-old that is he's kind of the voice of all of us. I like to think that things that happened back in the time of lobotomies are really not that different now. They're just all confined to a little pill we take. Mm-hmm. And I think Ian represents most of us, that we don't feel like we have a voice and we need to get back in touch with that inner child. So yeah, when he cut Ian in half, I heard a whole bunch of people gasp.
Yeah, that was me. I was like, not Ian.
You're like, it is a horror movie.
I thought they were nice.
But I had to be okay with it, you know, because our rule is there's no rules.
Yeah. So like, it'll be okay. Because Frank, he's looks like he's a real genius with when he has ideas. They just are just amazing what he comes up with.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. And so I always allow him to go on that path because I've always said to him as well, this is about you getting in touch with your inner child too. This is about you getting back to the spirit of play. So if I'm confining you in what you're doing over there, then you're not getting back in touch with your spirit. So I just let him go. And it's kind of terrifying at times, but it's like that free fall, right? We just trust.
Yeah. That it's. So you're like, it's okay, somebody's there.
Or not. You just might fall. You just might fall.
Yeah, okay. So, yeah. I wanted to talk a little bit about how you're sort of an unofficial advocate of dealing with one's depression through creative expression. Like where you keep saying getting back in touch with your inner child, getting back to the spirit of play. You had talked a while about... you know, using creative projects to like work your way through whatever depression or funk or whatever to get you back up.
Yeah. Well, truthfully, Bane, I'd be dead without it. I have been suicidal in the past. I have been depressed. When I put out Playground Isolator in 2008, I didn't give a rat's ass who heard that. I just needed to get it off my chest, and it was something I needed to do. And of course, at that time, I had record label people and managers and so forth telling me, oh, you should be doing something more like this girl, or you should be doing this. Or it's like, no, you don't understand. I'm going to die if I don't get this off my chest. And so I understood through that experience that there's nothing more healing on this earth than music or art, you know, just depending what you identify with. And so at that time, it healed. It absolutely healed me. And I had a whole bunch of people that came along with me that felt healed just by watching me suffer in that hovel. Because they felt like it was a misery loves company thing, right? Yeah. It's like, oh, somebody else feels that way. And I watched people in our group and in our community get back to healing again and get back out of depression. And you know what? It's not something that I will ever arrogantly say that I'm completely away from, because I have those moments. And I think as humans, we all have those moments where we fall back into that again. And it's just because something happened in that day to make us feel rejected or crappy. And so I recognize that that's something I can always fall back into. But I always have music and I always have art. It doesn't require a lot of money. Like you said, I just go around and just, you know, shop for $2 and $3 items. Anything that inspires me, anything that can get me back to that again. And I think... that's why with this whole Idiots Avant project, it's when I look back at the 30s to now and how they thought that children should be treated, how they thought that depression should be treated or just bad behavior should be treated is so wrong. We don't need that to heal. Like, yes, some people do require, you know, certain medications or whatever, but it's become like a fashionable thing just to stick a pill in your mouth. Well, I contend, and it's exactly what you're saying, that music and art is the great healer and is the thing that can pull us out of that depression. And it isn't even other people. It's something creative that we can do on our own. So, yeah, I'm a huge advocate of it.
Yeah.
And I'd love to see everybody get back to that place.
Oh, we're trying here. That's what this podcast started for us. Because
you found it. You found that yourself, right? Take on a project.
We needed to. We were. I know. Me and MJ were in such a funk, and we were like spinning our wheels, and we didn't know what to do. And MJ's like, we need to do a podcast. We got to do our thing. I'm like, because I used to be in radio too. So I'm like, yeah, but I want to do
it. It's about reaching out, right?
Yeah,
it's about reaching out and feeling like you're not all by yourself, and you guys have such a great medium there to be able to reach out to other people and affect other people. And you have a choice of whether that can be to cheer people up or to bum them out.
Yes. You know, absolutely.
And find other like-minded spirits while you're doing it.
And then we're contacting people like you and other bands who are wanting to help us out. Cause you know, we're not a full-blown real studio. we can't pay money for their royalties, but we
can
help promote their stuff though.
Yep, that's the reality, is you just find those like-minded people and you can pull yourselves out of that funk. And in the meanwhile, you have a lot of fun doing it. Make sure that, you know, your every day is just is something that you can be proud of and something that you can feel like you can smile at the end of it.
Absolutely. You know,
that's awesome.
Definitely. Wow. So do-it-yourself stuff. I mean, your videos for Green and Juggernaut. Juggernaut's my favorite. Just something about that song. Just when you start off the slow, it's kind of the carnival, dark carnival music in there too. And then you nail it with this hard rock. I'm like, wow. And then the videos are just amazing because your costumes, the sets, I'm still amazed by the puppets you have for Idiot Savant are just incredible.
Oh, yeah. They're made out of Sculpey. For anybody that wants to do this at home, there's a product called Sculpey on the market that it's a modeling clay that you can just shape into whatever you want and it stays soft until you're ready to bake it in the oven. And so yeah, just... if anybody would have seen me come in my oven, like, yeah, I'm not a Betty Crocker that has pies in there. No, I have little doll heads in my oven.
I have people's heads that I put on sticks.
I'm baking them.
It's just...
there's a little voodoo involved, maybe.
There you go. There's another creative art.
There's another interview question. Karen, who is Ian really?
Who is Ian really?
Yes, I do love do-it-yourself. I absolutely, and it actually stemmed from going out. I started when I was doing the Green video, and when I was making my initial jacket, I could not find the jacket that I imagined. So I was like, well, how hard can it be to just sew something? Well, it turns out it is pretty hard.
Yeah.
But you figure it out. And a lot of the props that I've made and a lot of the props that my fiance Mark has made, like he made this, you know, giant piano that you see in the Green video or, you know, that juggernaut that's in the Juggernaut video. Like he made those things and he's getting back in touch with his inner child too, which is really amazing to watch, you know, right in my own house like that. It all stems from the fact that we can't find what we want. Mm-hmm. Well, then you start realizing you're having a whole lot of fun doing it. Well, that's super cool. So then you're making all these different, you're just making all these different things. And at the end of the day, you didn't even care if anybody ever sees this thing because you had so much fun doing it.
Yeah. So
and that's the reward.
So how many musical instruments can you play? Because I saw the piano.
Oh, I'm a hack. Oh, I'm a terrible hack.
What?
I play everything a little bit. Piano is my main instrument, which is someday I'm going to have my Beethoven Broadwood. That's my hope. I play a little bit of guitar. I play a little bit of bass. I love to sing, but you won't see me play anything really cool like a harp or an oboe.
Well, the oboe.
I'm sure
really
those
hard.
Are cool instruments.
Oboe's really hard with the mouthpiece. It's just way too hard for me.
I can't do all those instruments that you blow into, like, because I can't get enough air to do it. You know, when you see somebody playing a tuba, I have so much respect for that, because holy, like, are you blowing from your toes? What's going on?
Oh, I know.
It's just a crazy instrument. So yeah, I piano is my main instrument. It's where I do all my writing, and even for the records that I've put out. I'll write them, I'll do everything from a basis of piano, and then I will do even stringed parts, I will write on the piano and then, you know, figure out how that needs to happen. On Idiot Savant, all those heavy guitars that Frank played on there, a lot of those started off as piano parts. So
really?
Then poor guy has to figure out how to do some of these complicated runs on a guitar, you know, that just seem easy on a piano. So yeah, there's whatever I need to do. Woodblock. I can play a woodblock. That's another instrument. I play accordion really poorly. But I like to think that my hack job in accordion, for some reason will, attribute some kind of sound to the record. But yeah, I do. I love music. I grew up in a very musical family. If you ask me about math or science, please don't. I don't know anything about those topics.
Me neither.
It really suck. Yeah. So yeah, piano's my main instrument though.
Oh. So do you have any other projects going on, or is Idiot Savant still
Idiot Savant is pretty much it, because there's going to be a book and because there's going to be a movie and because there's going to be all these different things. But I think one of the things I was just talking to Frank about, we had a really good conversation the other night, as he says, Karen, let's do some cover songs. And I think one of the things I wouldn't mind doing is just kind of putting a question out there, because I don't care what songs I do, but it would be interesting to see what people would like to hear. I don't generally get an opinion about things that I'm writing from general public, but I would love some suggestions.
You've got such a huge fan base. You're going to get a lot of good ideas.
Well, yeah, just something fun. Like, I like to take disco songs and make them super heavy, you know, things like that.
Oh, yeah.
So there's no really limitations on that. So that would be fun.
If you could tear it up like what you did in Juggernaut. Oh.
That seems to be a favorite off the record. I'm hearing that from a lot of people. And I think it's maybe a little hookier than some of the other songs. I'm not sure what about it.
It's really all that the sort of metal edge you put to that one. It's
funny. I'm hearing more metal audiences coming around, and I never really thought that I was that metal. But what I do realize about metal is that the basis for a lot of metal is classical music, which I love. Beethoven is my favorite ever. So I guess I'm starting to see. I guess when I sit down, I don't go, "Oh, I'm going to make a metal record or I'm going to make a rock record." I just come up with some parts and then just do what I think's cool and then go from there.
It's kind of neat with Idiot Savant, because you have it. The basis of the songs are this dark carnival, you know, or almost organ grinder monkey tune, and you you do this great your voice. You do this great soothing voice, and then as soon as you put a little bit of metal edge to it, oh, you got him.
I my voice was described by somebody like as a buzzsaw one time, so I've never considered myself a singer. So for you to say it's kind of smooth, that's cool.
You know, for Playground Isolator, me and my sister called you the Gothic Stevie Nicks.
Oh, interesting. Yeah. I'm a fan of her. That's interesting.
Yeah, because your main picture for the album was you in this top hat. And you had your long hair and this black outfit you were wearing, were like, that's the Gothic Stevie Nicks.
Yeah,
that's and you sort of do sound like her.
Oh, yeah. I've always liked Stevie. She's a cool chick. Yeah. And that character actually is, it's interesting whenever I look back at that, because I have my top hat still and I have the wardrobe. I always thought it would be cool to do like a little Stever museum of all the outfits and everything along the way, just to kind of remember them and remember where you came from too. But
yeah,
that particular outfit is the funeral mute. And,
That's right.
It's all about feeling like you don't have a voice around people who made you feel that way.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, that was, I had come off a really nasty relationship, a string of bad relationships, and a lot of depression.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt at that time that I didn't have a voice. And so which is kind of funny, because here I am screaming through the whole record.
Yeah, a little bit.
Somewhere along the way, I found a voice.
A little bit. Yeah. The song Dream Baby Dream really got to me, because it was, you know, telling me that I need to find my dream and just go for it.
Yeah, like, who cares what other people think, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, wow.
Yeah, absolutely. So you've been around that long, have you?
Yeah, just a bit.
I'm like, wow, people are still around from that record.
Yes, absolutely. What I liked what you did with that that album was you did a pay what you can or pay when you can. I remember you were doing that.
Pay when you're able to. Yeah. I did that during a time, which is funny, because I remember doing an interview with Jimmy Rock from MySpace, and he was asking me about that whole lease. He's like, were you crazy when you were doing that? And I said, actually, more people ended up just, you know, they just paid for it. You know, it was fine. It paid for itself. Everything was good. But that was during a time when no other artists I knew in the industry were selling records. Mm-hmm. And so I kind of was like, okay, well, nobody's going to buy this anyway. Then why don't I just tell them they can pay whenever they can? And I realized that was during a time that people just didn't have money, but I wanted to inspire them still. So as long as I felt like my costs were covered, then whatever. If this can inspire people, great. And it turned out that that did. Just the mere act of doing that and trusting people, trusting perfect strangers, that turned out to be a really positive thing. And I gained friends for life.
Definitely. So, I didn't get my album autographed, unfortunately, but that's okay.
send you one.
No. I still, because I played that one a lot when I was still trying to find my way, and that helped me quite a bit. But I saved up money to pay for you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
And then with the new Idiot Savant, I could only afford the digital download, which is still great because everything I'm doing is online anyway.
Well, yeah, and that option is there for people. And it's like, hopefully it is the music. I mean, there's some cool artwork, but hopefully it is the music that's going to resonate with people. And so if you got that through your digital download, that's awesome.
Yeah, it does. The whole album, I'm just like, wow, now I have a direction. You help. You do help. And that's what we're trying to help get you to more people to spread your positive message.
Well, thank you. Thank you. That's awesome.
No, thank you for letting us play your music, because it's helping us and we're trying to help you.
Good. Awesome.
Yeah. Is there anything else you'd like to
promote? I've actually talked to you in person. It's great. You guys are really awesome people. I just want to leave it that with anybody that's out there, that if you're feeling like, you know, just life is absolutely awful for you right now, I have definitely been there, and I have been suicidal. I have been depressed. I have been all of those things. And it's almost sounds like a cliche to say that there's a light at the end of the tunnel. Because there isn't. The truth is, there isn't always a light at the end of the tunnel. Sometimes you have to find your happiness in that darkness. And, you know, if that's something that I can help you inspire, then that makes me happier than anything.
And Karen is so friendly. She talks to everybody online. I noticed, you know, usually when I talk to musicians, I don't expect an answer back. But you were the first to answer me back. Like, it took like a couple of weeks, but I'm like, what? She did what? She sent me a message?
Oh, cool. But you know what? I'm not the best at answering back. I try really, really hard. And if I don't answer somebody back out there, just bug me again. I'll try better the second time.
Because I think a lot of people know that musicians are usually busy, you know, writing music, or a lot of them are on tour, so they don't have a chance to write back, or they're just busy doing other things. I don't think people really expect someone to write back.
Well, I think it's all about having that purpose in life. My purpose with this entire record, of course, it's, you know, that's how I heal every day. But my goal is to inspire other people. And so if I feel like I've inspired somebody and they can let me know that, then I have rewards. So that doesn't matter what happens with the record itself, or whether it goes on to be a musical, or this, you know, this movie that I imagine it to be. If the reward is that somebody came back to me and said, you know what, Karen, something you did inspired me. Oh my God, I sleep so well that night. Oh. So I do want to hear from people.
You're awesome. I love you. You're awesome.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. And thanks for having me today too, because it's, you know, you could have easily gone and found a million other people that you want to talk to.
No,
so
not really. Working on it. But thank you for being available. Not usually when we try to make appointments, everyone else has moved on. So
keep at what you're doing though, you know, keep it real, really fun, and just, you know.
Oh, we're trying.
I personally like what you're doing, so just keep doing it.
Thank you. Oh, so okay, for your movie, do you have like an imagined cast? Like, who do you think should play parts?
Oh my gosh. Well, the only thing that could this be anything goes, no budget, like just anything?
Yeah. Say in an ideal situation.
Well, yeah. I would imagine that there's two directors that I will probably end up stalking. One is obviously Tim Burton.
Oh, yes.
And then the other one is Jean Cholet, who is a French director who did City of Lost Children and Amelie, and he's a really brilliant French director who I watch most of his movies because I love things that are going on in the background of it. As far as like just anybody who's, I don't think I would even go for the big name actors. I think it's more just about who's the creepiest out there. Like, it just, because I mean, person that's going to be playing a nurse, or the person that would play Ian, this creepy little 9-year-old boy, like, I don't think there's a name actor who I can imagine right now playing that part. So yeah, but it could be animated too, so then you'd have to find the voices for it, I suppose.
Yeah
I don't know. That's a really good question. Give me some time to think about that. Okay. One, but yeah, as far as directionally, yeah, the Tim Burtons of the world, the Danny Elfmans to help with, you know, composition and things. Oh. Of course, that would be a big dream.
Oh yeah, to get Danny Elfman to help you with that. Oh
yeah.
And then,
you know, like kind of right now, the way that Frank is animating some of these things, we might just take this movie right to the very end, you know, on our own.
Why not?
That's, yeah. I'm not going to allow just like, I can't get in touch with somebody in Hollywood to stop us from just continuing the train moving forward. So our goal right now is to do everything on our own. And then if, you know, some cool people want to help along the way, that's awesome.
Oh, that would be great as one of those animation type films. Oh,
yeah, we're thinking like Ian's starting to look a little bit like Coraline, you know.
It's kind of
creepy look to it.
And you have the other mother.
Would you please wear these black buttons?
Yeah. This is awesome. I can't wait. I'm excited.
Nice. Nice.
Okay. Well, thank you for coming on. This has been so much fun.
Yeah, it's great to finally talk to both of you, and very nice meeting you today, Matt.
Yeah, very nice meeting you too.
Okay.
Yeah, we usually talk, you know, instant message, you and me, and but to finally hear your voice, wow.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much. And I'm glad you're feeling better. And for anybody that doesn't know Bane out there, that's a crazy girl. I've looked through all her photos, and she has no problem with playing dress up and fighting her inner child.
Oh, that's right.
Yes.
I just, when I get into a funk, I just want to go on. I just stay in my room because I'm better off that way.
But it kind of in a like Brandon Lee paint the makeup on your face kind of way, right?
Oh, yes. Actually, I do. Because I have mirrors for my closets. So right. They're all mirrors. So I sit there in the corner and I'm putting on clothes. Oh, yeah. You bet.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, you don't look the same in any two photos, that's for sure.
I have a versatile face, I think. Hey, MJ, is there any questions you wanted to ask her?
No, I think we've covered it all pretty much.
Oh, I can yap.
Well, that's what I told you. You can just talk. And you have this great website, KarenStever.com, and I'm mostly about the merch page.
Oh, yeah, there's some fun things on there. Yeah, I try to make the merch just a little bit different. Like one of the things that we sold a lot of during that pledge campaign was a top that we designed. It's like in a copper box, and Mark had made the copper box, and we made these little tops, which was part of that lyric. You know, like your stomach feeling like you're in the back of a car and everything's out of control. So we made those tops. So I want to do more stuff like that too for merch, not just to go buy merch and stick your logo on it, you know, still like just some things that have a little bit of meaning.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
You have a lot of fun stuff on this merch page, especially
calendars,
wristbands, shirts. I'm all about shirts.
Nice. Yeah. Thanks. Thanks for plugging that. It's what helps us keep going, you know,
And looks like you have everything on here. You put your blog on here. You have your videos.
Yeah. The blogs, I'm really want to show the process of this next video, because this mental institution that we're modeling everything after is from, it's a Thomas Kirkbride State Hospital for the Insane No. 3.
Wow.
It's pretty crazy when they start naming or numbering the hospitals at that time period. But it was built back in the 1800s, and they had this huge staff. But then, of course, you know, by the 30s, things kind of seemed impossible to maintain them.
Yeah.
And so they had to start kind of – they ignore these buildings for a while, which makes for good ghost hunters, you know, if you're into ghost hunting.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
I'm a ghost chaser by nature, but that's for the purpose of uncovering truths. Mm-hmm. And so this has been a lot of fun working with Frank on this Blackguard video and just getting all the wireframes together for this asylum, you know. So I'm just want to make sure I continue to post pictures up and of our process.
Yes. I really love the creep factor in here. I can see tons of ghosts that are not so nice.
Yes. And one of them might have some spiders unleashed on her. You never know.
Ooh, and it's a black widow spider. Ooh, I hate those.
Ew,
I hate those.
Oh, and for people who have bought merch, I hope that they will send me pictures of them with their merch, and I will add them to the Swarm page. Swarm, that stands for Stever Warriors Are Recapturing Make-Believe. And so just to be part of the Swarm, just send me a picture with your with your CD or with your, any of your merch that you've bought, you know, and I'll add you to that swarm page. I want everybody to fly and be free without any apology. Mm-hmm. So send me those pictures so I can post more up. I think I have like 60 pictures of people up there now.
Yeah, you do. Swarm. I'm looking at them right now. I'm like, wow.
Yeah.
That's just amazing. That's
been really good.
And see, that's more positive for the fans and everybody to see that you're like, this is great. They bought my stuff and they're doing good with it. Woo!
Well, I hope that it inspires. That's the whole hope for it is, you know, that's, and then we're all part of this swarm that's going to waken up the earth, you know?
I like that. And you have like little, it's like a butterfly wings around their picture.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah.
That's beautiful.
Yeah. So you send are an me a amazing picture lady. With yours. I want to see yours up there and put some really crazy makeup on, will you, Bane? Just
oh, you know picture. It. I will. Okay.
Awesome.
Sounds great. Did we cover everything? Because I have no more questions.
That's okay. No, have me back again.
Yes, I will.
I love talking to
Absolutely.
You guys.
Yes, this has been great. Hey, we could probably have you. Would you like to talk horror with us sometime?
I would love to talk horror with you sometime.
Oh. Do you watch a lot of horror movies?
I have in the day. I haven't lately, but I have. I've watched lots of horror movies. So yes, I will talk about those for sure.
What do you think, MJ? We got third for our horror talk?
Yes.
Well, see, the problem was, is I was one of those little kids that was left alone in my uncle's house while somebody decided to put Carrie on the TV.
Oh, you know? Yeah.
See, she
Maybe
knows
that's
too.
Why I'm so messed up now.
Hey, that's great too. We could talk about the original movies and remakes. Oh my God. Don't get me started.
Yes. Have me back again, guys, for sure.
Oh, definitely. I've got your number now. On Skype. Thank you so much. This has been just amazing. And I am waiting for more about the Blackguard video coming up. And I would love to see that book about Idiot Savant. That sounds like just an amazing story.
Thank you. Yeah, I hope it inspires.
And thanks to Miss Karen Stever for being on with us today. She was a lot of fun and very inspiring. Don't you think, MJ?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
And be sure to do check out her website, KarenStever.com. She's got everything on there, her blogs, her videos for her project, Idiot Savant. She's got an incredible merch page, which some of that is handmade. So it's well worth the price that they're asking for.
Yes.
And she's a truly amazing lady. I feel a little happier knowing that I've talked to her. What do you think?
Absolutely. Speaking of being happy, we need to get back into the music, don't we?
Yes, we do.
Let's do that right now. Playground Isolator coming up right now here on EMCT Radio.
If I was so concerned, I'd shift the blame. The red's forever burned in the core of my brain. And I want to face the world, but see how I stay in my playground as a leader. Day after day, day after day. Silver lining waves, fool us with gold.
you, that dare you, and scare you by doing things that you tend to make up. Why would I play here, play here, or stay clear? Your faith alone isn't nearly enough, no.
That's going to wrap things up here for our look at Karen Stever this week. And, you know, head on over to emztradio.mywebcommunity.com to put up your vote for next week's Indie Music Tuesday artist. So you can head over to emztradio.mywebcommunity.org and you can put up next week's Indie Music Tuesday artist. You got Jules Marie, Calabrese, and Fallen Mind are your choices for next week. But until then, I'll leave you now with Juggernaut from this week's Indie Music Tuesday Spotlight artist, Karen Stever.
Washes reflection and elephants. Oh, how.
How is this relevant? The dusty crow nesting in the rafters, like some view-worn silence and solitude. You can't see your fledglings, but hear their plaintive cries. And she is truly who's unstoppable. It's impossible, impossible. You can own the title known as Mother Crow of Juggernaut. She won't approve the move of her juggernaut. And she'll debate, it's her estate, it's her juggernaut one. She found a vacant lot, a juggernaut, abandoned caught a cozy spot. Defend her home like a rover's bone. This Mother Crow of Juggernaut never let you resurrect the antiquated train wreck known as Juggernaut Ward. Stallions pulled the chariot and killed disciples with their wheels. The gods would give salvation in exchange for their devotion. Yeah, I can't believe what you've heard, but believe what you see. The thing is 40 feet and stationary, doubt it be in motion. See the dusty crow nesting in the rafters. She guards her view in silence and solitude. Don't know how long she's been here, won't know the day she'll leave. Yeah, she is truly who's unstoppable. It's impossible, impossible to try and dethrone the present reigning mother girl of juggernaut. She won't approve the move of her juggernaut. Yeah, she'll debate, it's her estate, it's her juggernaut one. She found a vacant lot, a juggernaut, abandoned caught a cozy spot. Defend her home like a rover's bone. This mother crow of juggernaut never let you resurrect the antiquated train wreck known as Juggernaut Ward. Not, not. Oh no, defend her home, yeah. How? Oh.
Nesting in